Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sakura, and I
Hey.
need. Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, I was calling to file my unemployment.
Okay, so one second. How's your day going today? I'm just waiting on this system to load up for me.
Oh, it's going pretty good. How you all going?
It's almost over, thank God. All right, you said you're calling to file a claim?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm still waiting on my computer has been going very slow today. All right. Can I have your social?
423-317509.
Okay. Come on, computer. 423-310579.
No, 423-317509.
I got it backwards, 7509. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get your first and last name and you to verify your date of birth?
Jeremy Patterson, on April 18, 1989.
Okay. So, let's see. Can I get your driver's license number?
I ain't got my driver's license. Well, I got an ID.
Can I get your ID number?
All right, hold on. Is 177-1913.
All righty. So have you, what's your mother's maiden name?
Patterson.
All right. And is that a 1 or an I in front of that 7 with your ID number?
It's an I. Damn. My bad.
You good.
Yeah, it's an I. And I just looked at it because the one was looking a little different. So, yeah, it's an I.
If you are approved for benefits, one second. And you did say 4/18/1989, correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, writing, reading, or understanding English?
Nope.
All right. Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Benefits Card. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, direct deposit.
And is this for a, what's it called, a walk-in traditional bank?
Could you repeat that?
You said direct deposit. Is it for a traditional bank?
Oh, no. Could I get one of those cards?
The benefits card? Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the prepaid benefits card can take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered after you are approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. And do you wish to continue with the selection of your prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
All right, so what's a good mailing address for you?
7400 Jack Spring Road, Lot 10.
7400. You said Jack Spring?
Yeah, Jack Springs Road, Lot 10.
Is that one word or two?
I guess, I don't know. Is one word Jack Spring?
You said Jack Spring Route 10.
Yeah, Lot 10. Yeah, I said in Taylor Park.
Okay. And what's that city, state, and zip?
I'm staying in Port, but it's Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
All right. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No. I've been out here for like 3 years now. So, nah, it's the same.
What's a good telephone number for you?
251-253-2162.
2162, the last four?
Yes.
Did you say Route 10 or Lot 10?
Lot 10.
Okay, because I didn't hear. I was like, did he say route or lot? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Lot 10.
Okay. So 7400 Jack Springs Road, Lot 10, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Yep.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure I had got it going to the right place.
Yeah.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 154 Fifth Street, 24 Hunters Glen, 601 Royal Oaks Drive, 8729 Living Court, or you never been associated with this address?
Man, I want to be on.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11944 Magnolia Springs Highway, 2090 Old Cahaba Place, 246 Shady Side Lane, 3609 Gain Road Southwest, or never been associated?
Never.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1521 Puckett Avenue Southwest, 207 6th Avenue, 321 Cramer Avenue, 8275 River Road, or you never been associated?
207 6th Avenue.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Dunn or Knott? 20 to 24, 29 to 33, 35 to 39, 45 to 49, or none of the above?
You said Donald Knott.
Donna Knott. Are you not familiar with that person?
I'm not familiar with.
Which of the following age ranges mostly matches the age of Johnny Patterson? 24 to 28, 40 to 44, 46 to 50, 58 to 62.
Oh, Johnny Patterson, 46 to 50. Yeah, that's my uncle.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
Nope.
Okay. What was the last day you worked?
Let me see, hold on, let me look. It had to be May 27th. Yeah, that Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in touch with the unemployment people. But it's been so busy.
All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you mentally and physically been able to work?
Oh, yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
Oh, no.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
What is that?
Are you attending school or training?
Oh, no, no.
Are you available to accept full-time work in all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes, yes, I'm available.
All right. Have you applied for?
Yes, I applied for a job named Quincy.
Quincy, okay. All right. And have you applied for receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel to a job, one way to a job?
About 30 to 50, I had to try to find my way to transportation.
All right, and what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat it?
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
14.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What's the job title that reflects your skill or job history?
Talking about the last place I was at?
Yes, sir.
Just in general. I was doing we was in the warehouse doing labor work, lifting tubes, paper tubes.
Are you seeking work in that current occupation?
I mean, yeah.
And what's the name of your previous job?
It's called Grice.
And on your pay stub, what was the name of the employer?
They changed. His name is Cooper. I don't know his last name, cause I wasn't getting paper checks. I was getting it through direct deposit.
On your on the direct deposit, was it called like Swift Peacock, or did you go through Express or something?
Yeah, I went through Express.
And you went through Express with that job?
Yeah, with Gray.
You have that employer's telephone number?
Hold on. I got the company number.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh. Hold on. I'm trying to get it. Hold on. Oh, 251-937-4888.
And what was your employment start date?
I started in December, two weeks ago. It might have been like on the 17th or something. I can't even remember.
Of 2021?
Yeah.
Okay. What city and state was this work performed in?
Oh, Baymanette, Alabama.
You said Baymanette?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the vacation sick or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No.
And what's the reason you're no longer working there?
I ain't have a ride to work, so I'm going to tell you what he told me. It was this dude I was riding to work with, and he told me that he was going to fire the guy that I was riding with and how was I going to get to work. So I wasn't able to get to work that next day, and he just terminated us. Yeah.
All righty. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. And I got a 4-digit PIN for you. You can let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on. I gotta get something to write it down. Come on, Ross. Move. Yeah, I'm ready.
It'll be 0989.
Okay, 0989.
And if you forget it, it's the last 4 of your social and the last 2 of your birth year.
Okay.
All righty, so let's see. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements this week.
Okay.
The claim we just finished, excuse me. The claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. In addition, every 90 days, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out.
Hold on. Alabama Works.
Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Okay. Dot. Okay.
And you'll go on there every 90 days to make sure your online resume is updated so you can continue getting your benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. If failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, that web address is www.labor.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out. Dot gov. And also that with that 4-digit PIN. You can check the status and any updates with your claim as well on that site as well.
Okay.
If you choose to file on the telephone, it's 1-800.
All right.
752.
Okay.
7389.
All right.
So you'll make your weekly certification Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. But not on Saturdays. So you'll call in to make your first one on Sunday. That's the 31st. By telephone or internet. An information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you don't receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call
1-800-361-4524. Okay.
All right, Mr. Patterson, we completed your claim. You have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a nice day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.